not to skew the results, but we did give them cake and ice cream on Wednesday night. Well, I first want to just start off saying thank you to our church and our pastor for allowing us to do Master's Club this year. This is our fourth year of doing clubs here at the church, and it just keeps getting bigger and better each and every year. This year started off with two of the greatest leaders I think club has ever had. It was John and Samantha Vorst. And of course, since then, they have moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and we do miss them. But I asked them to be part of this ceremony tonight and just to send me a quick email, something that they would like for me to read, just to let y'all know how they're doing. So at this time, I'd like to take a moment just to read that for y'all. Dear Heritage family, we just wanted to write and say how excited we are to know that clubs went so wonderfully this year. We pray for the children and teachers every week and miss you all very much. We are so thankful to call you our Texas family and rejoice in all that God is doing at Heritage. Keep up the good work, kids. The Bible tells us in Psalm 19 just how sweet the words of God are. Hide them in your heart and you will be more rich than the richest man that ever lived. We send lots of love from Georgia and expect a visit from each and every one of you. Love, John, Sam, Elise, and baby JoJo. Okay, well, a lot of people ask me, what is Master's Club? And I explain it's something we do on Wednesday nights. No. but really, it is a great program. It's a great opportunity for the kids to come out on Wednesday nights and learn more about the Lord every single night, learn about their Bibles. Even the older kids, they prepare themselves for an awesome competition every February. But just tonight, to give everybody an explanation, a little bit more of what Master's Club is, we're going to kind of run through a typical Master's Club night for y'all. So, every night when we come into club, I usually have to get the children's attention because they're normally talking like crazy. So y'all, talk. Y'all can pretend like we're up there, okay? It won't. Yeah, just for now. Talk. Ba-ba-da-na-na. I got one. Thank you, Brother Joyce. But at this time, we're going to go ahead and start off with our pledges. So I'm going to ask for three volunteers for my kids tonight to help me lead those. Y'all don't be shy. Every single hand goes up in the air on Wednesday night. So y'all just come on. I need some volunteers, okay? All right. Tyler, you look very eager, so come on forward, bud. All right. Little Joyce, come on up. And I need somebody who's got their Bible. Jeremiah's waving his Bible back there, so come on, bud. All right. I'm actually going to let these kids lead us in the pledges tonight. Y'all didn't know you were going to do that, did you? So I gotta get y'all to stand for just a moment.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide his words in my heart that I might not sin against God.
I pledge allegiance to the bison flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe.
I need three more volunteers for my kids. Teach them the good news song. Who wants to help us learn that? Right. Miss Rachel, why don't you come on up? Miss Caitlin is really excited, so you can come up too. And Isaac, come on, bud.
Clubbers, y'all stand up, okay? You got it.
Typical Master's Club night would start on Wednesdays, and then they would be dismissed to their class. I do just want to, again, say thank you to everybody who's involved, all the teachers and the helpers, you guys. This could not be done without your dedication. You know, at my job, and I'm sure a lot of y'all's jobs, if you tell people that you go to church every Wednesday night to teach a bunch of kids about the Bible, they would look at you a little funny. In a world where Wednesday night going and even Sunday night going is completely taboo, y'all's commitment and willingness to show up here every Wednesday night and just give all your time and dedication to these kids is so very appreciated. Not by just me, but I know their parents as well, all those who are involved here. And with that said, parents, this would not happen without you. Your willingness and drive to get your children here every Wednesday night, have them here and have them in club, dressed and ready to go with their Bibles, with their books, and with their vests. Just thank you so much for everything you do. This year, when I talked to John and Samantha last year at the end of club, we had a discussion about a special award that we would like to start doing every year, and that was what we were going to call our Clubber of the Year Award. So I just wanted to take a moment to introduce what that is. Basically, we decided, you know, each teacher would love to have the right to pick at least one special student from each and every one of their classes that just stands out among a little bit among above the others. Not just in their achievements, but their spirit, how they're excited about Master's Club every year, how they approach it, what the kind of energy they bring to it every night, the kind of energy they share that with their fellow classmates. So at this point, I'm going to start bringing the teachers up, but each and every teacher is going to be presenting their own Clubber of the Year award tonight. So just want to give a little bit of background on that and how that was working. So at this time, I'm going to ask Miss Jessica to come forward. She is our beginner's class teacher, and she's going to be doing the presentations for that class.
We're going to sing the B-I-B-L-E.
Psalms 19:1. So shall I believe. Keep thy law. Continually. Forever and ever. Psalm 19:1. 44.
Psalms 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Hi, I'm Jessica Cook. I taught the beginner class this year, ages 3, 4, and 5. These children have such a great view of God. It has encouraged me in my faith. And this year we learned about God's word and hiding it in our hearts. And altogether we learned 150 verses. The following students will be receiving the Coloring Award ribbon, which is when they finish their book. And those three are Derek DeVore, Caitlin Armstrong, and Rebecca Shepherd. And a Scripture Memory Award medal is presented to the student who said all their verses in their book, and the only one was Derek DeVore. Good job. And the Clubber of the Year Award, which I believe had the best attitude and spirit for Master Club, was Derek DeVore.
Okay, at this time we're going to ask Miss Eva to come forward, and she's going to do the same for her class.
So I have the lookout class, so look out. Okay. First of all, I'd like to thank our Lord for allowing me to be a Master's Club teacher this year. I had a great time and enjoyed working with each and every one of the kids. They are amazing. Okay. I would also like to thank Ms. Donna Wildman, Ms. Jackie Brown, and Brother Bubba Day, who, aside from being a helper, he kind of like became my dictionary and my assistant, and I think everything that he didn't sign up for. But he was great. He helped me out a lot, so I just wanted everyone to know that. Our church has great kids, and I'm sure you all know that. With that being said, I want to tell you that this year, your students have learned, I've learned a lot from the kids, as much as I hope I've shown them something. And they want to recite a verse, which is Psalms 119, verse 105.
Thy word is a lamp into my feet and a light into my path.
Okay. And they would also like to sing a song to y'all. And they want to sing Jesus Loves Me. Their last badge that they earned was the Good Shepherd badge, and all of them, Matthew, Blake, Walker, and Rachel, they all earned their last badges. Okay, and now for my Clubber of the Year, that will be Rachel. Okay, as you all know, she's kind and loving. Okay, every Wednesday she was here, ready to learn, ready to teach me something too. So, okay, she's always, willing to help me and help the other kids. If they didn't bring the book, she was willing to share her book. Okay. Rachel went as far as towards the end of the year trying to pronounce her English like mine. But I had to stop her there. I don't think your parents want that. But she did awesome. She was awesome. So she is my Clubber of the Year.
And I just want to say how proud I am of Miss Eva. She is an amazing, amazing woman. For anybody that doesn't know, and I hate to keep putting this label on her, but she was a product of our fall festival so many years ago, and just to see her in that leadership role in the Master's Club is such a blessing to me. I know the kids enjoy her, and she really did a great job. When I first asked her if she would be willing to do a speech tonight, she looked at me. So I thank you for being willing to do that. But at this time, we're going to have Miss Andrea come forward, and she's going to introduce her class.
Okay, this is the rowdy bunch that y'all get to hear on Wednesday night, because we are in that classroom up there, and we have to go all the way down the stairs and out the front door. Here's just half of the group right here. These are our primaries. This is second and third graders, and these guys have done a really good job this year. They've been a blessing to me. Never a dull moment. They come with lots of energy every Wednesday night, and they're ready to have a good time. They're ready to learn their verses, say their verses, and learn a lesson from God's Word. Normally, we have about 13 in my group, so our group's a little low tonight. But with 13 kids, I could not listen to every single one of them say verses. And I had some very faithful ladies, Miss Amy Armstrong, Miss Stacy Smith, and Miss Jennifer Shepherd, who helped. We broke our guys up into groups, and they took a group of kids and listened to them say their verses, and they were just a blessing to me and an encouragement to me with their faithfulness. Okay, tonight's awards, we have Mr. Brody Wiggins. Brody came in January, and so he had to start kind of where we were in the middle of our book. And he is getting his Serving My Master badge, Scripture Memory 1 ribbon, Romans Road badge, Scripture Memory 2 ribbon, and his Jesus and Me badge. Anthony Malloy tonight, he is receiving his Romans Road badge and his Scripture Memory ribbon number 2. Jimmy Villalobos, he is receiving his Serving My Master, Romans Road badge, and Scripture Memory 2 badge. And Joyce Walton is receiving his Loving My Church badge. Sarah Spence, she's receiving her Romans Road badge and her Scripture Memory 2 ribbon. And Miss Megan Davis, she is receiving her Loving My Church badge. And Clubber of the Year was really hard for me to choose, because we had a lot of good guys in our group this year. But like I said, Brody Wiggins came in at January, and he finished his book from January on. So, and he was always energetic. He always had Miss Jennifer listening to some verses. And so I'm going to give that Clubber of the Year to Mr. Brody Wiggins. They are going to recite Romans 10:13 for you guys.
At this time, we're going to ask my junior clubbers to come forward and stand up here with me. These guys are a very, very spirited bunch. they are a big, very big blessing to me. Sometimes more of a blessing than I can handle, but they are a great, great, great bunch of kids. And we put them through a lot this year. Juniors Club is the only class level that goes down to Waco every year for a regionals competition, so we spend a lot of the year preparing the kids for that, and they are very, very up to the challenge, very excited about it every year. I believe, with the exception of one, I think all of them went to regionals this year and did very, very well. This year we learned about missionary journeys, how to do Bible storytelling. We learned about the life of Christ. We learned about serving others. But they all did a great job, and we have some awards to present tonight to them. Okay. Isaac will be receiving his Bible storytelling badge tonight. Samantha is receiving her family and Bible storytelling badges. Grant is receiving his Bible storytelling badge. Jeremiah is receiving his Bible storytelling badge as well. Tyler is receiving his Life of Christ 3 badge. Aiden is receiving his Life of Christ 3 badge as well. And Ashley is receiving her Gifts of Help badge, Missionary Journey badge, and Bible Storytelling badge. Now, when we had our regionals and we got back from that, we did have a night here at the church where the kids were able to present some of the stuff that they did. When I asked my kids, some of them, if they would like to do a Bible storytelling or if would you like to recite a verse, I was told, no, I want to show them how we stack cups. So, tonight, a couple of my clubbers that were on the girls' winning team are going to show you how they stack cups. So, Miss Ashley and Miss Samantha are both going to give a cup stacking demonstration for you tonight. Real spiritual stuff here. And with that, they were hoping that Pastor might be willing to give it a shot. But this year's Clubber of the Year award was, I had to think about it for a little bit, but I started thinking about it, and just one Clubber really stuck out in my mind. This particular Clubber came to me pretty much every week when Club wasn't even going on, asking me, what's going on in Club this week? What are we doing for regionals this year? How can I help? This person is very excited about just an overwhelming spirit when it comes to Master's Club. So this year's Clubber of the Year in my class will be Miss Ashley Walton. Well, of course, we all know about Morgan this year, Morgan Wildman, and how much we've been praying for her. Just a few verses in the Bible really make me and remind me of Morgan, really make me think of her. And that's 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 5, verse 16 through 18 says, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." If you've ever met Morgan, you know that she is just an angel child. She has got the sweetest spirit of any child I've ever seen in my life. For what she's going through, you just could never tell. She's just a precious, precious child, and I know that God is taking care of her throughout all of this. And I know that all the classes have done a lot of praying for her this year. A lot of classes have focused on giving attention to Morgan, taking their time to just put her in their prayers for God, Lord, to just deal with her and the family especially. And their family has always been such a blessing. Unfortunately, Morgan can't be here tonight, but we know that God is with her, and we hope that she's seeing this at home, because we just wanted to share a special message with her real quick. So, and the last thing we're going to do tonight is just, we have a short little video with some pictures from the year to show everybody. So that'll be our ending for the ceremony tonight. Thank you all very much.
You are good, and your love endures. Amen. Appreciate our adults who worked with these kids and what a great job they did. And I appreciate again David and Leah and their dedication to the Master's Clubs. And I know as they, Brother John and Miss Samantha left, and we do miss them, but I'm so glad that there are people and couples like the Obenauers who step up and take on the ministry. And it's a lot of work, a lot of planning, preparing, and appreciate them so very much and all the rest of our workers. And we do find in Mark chapter 10, I'm going to read just a little bit, and we won't keep you about 5 minutes here, and just go along with the verse there that was on the screen at the last. And the Bible says there in Mark chapter 10, verse 13, and they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. So you just imagine as these parents were bringing children to Jesus, and the disciples began to say, hey, don't bother the Jesus, don't bother him. And notice what he says, what Jesus says. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased. Much displeased. I don't know that I would want to be on that list of being displeased by our Lord and Savior. Amen? And I hope as a church that we continue, and we will continue, to emphasize our children's ministries, putting effort and time and energies and finances into our children's ministries. And I certainly would, again, want to be in the category where Jesus says, I'm displeased with you. We do invest a lot here at our church in the children's and youth ministries. And they're the future. I know that's said a lot and that's cliche, but they are. And these children who come through our Sunday school and come through our children's church and then come through our Master's Club program and through our children's choir, all of these ministries have an impact on their lives. And I believe each ministry kind of has its own little niche and has its own impact on them. And each ministry is necessary and is important to their overall spiritual development. Jesus was displeased with his disciples and said to them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. For of such is the kingdom of God. Don't forbid the children to come unto me. I tell you what, it's our great privilege to get to work with young children. As Sunday school teachers, as Master Club workers, children's church workers, it's a wonderful privilege to work with kids and to be a part. I don't know about you, but I'm so thankful for our parents and our kids in this church and the job that all of them do and the job these kids have done. I know that the one talked about in one of the clubs that memorized 150 verses. And if we were to go through and find out how many verses were memorized among these kids, you'd be very surprised. And what a ministry. The Word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And as these children learn the Scriptures, it has an impact and leading in their lives on a daily basis and then throughout their lives. We also know and understand that memorizing Scripture also helps develop the brain. And I'm telling you, you will find this, and we have. I've encouraged some parents whose kids have bad grades. Start making them memorize Scripture. Make them memorize Scripture. And considerable Scriptures, like chapters. And you will be very surprised how quickly their grades will come up. And let me tell you it this way. It works every time. I've never seen it where a kid who was having bad grades, who began to memorize Scripture, their grades always come up. And it's amazing how not only the brain works, but also the spiritual impact it has on a child when they memorize Scripture. And what a well-rounded spiritual Christian education our kids are getting at Heritage Baptist Church. And that's because of you and these adults, whether it's in Sunday school, again, whether it's in children's church or in Master's Club or the children's choir. We here at Heritage Baptist Church care about our kids, and we want to have an impact on them. Verse 15 says, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, the Bible says, and put his hands upon them and blessed them. I tell you what, it's amazing. As you deal with people, as you deal with adults many times, and the problems they have, really understanding or taking in or grasping the gospel. Because they have to look at it and solve every problem with it and go into some deep theological understanding of it. But these children, most of them, will come to God and come to the Lord with that faith of a little child. You know, it doesn't take a theologian to understand the gospel. It doesn't take a theologian to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And these children, once they come to the age of accountability, which many times is between 6 and 8 years old or 9 or 10, it depends on the child, and they begin to understand what sin truly is and be able to comprehend that, boy, what a time to be able to mold them and give them the Scriptures. And that's what our Sunday School is about. And that's what our Master Club's program is about. That's what our Children's Church is about, giving them the gospel. Amen? Coming to Jesus Christ with the faith of a little child. Can I say to you tonight, adults, many times we overthink it spiritually. Not just salvation, but we overthink a lot of the other things in the spiritual life. We'll just come to God simply as a faith of a little child. So, Lord, I love you. Lord, I want you. Lord, I accept you. I want you as my Savior. Lord, I want to be filled with your Spirit. Maybe you don't understand all the aspects of being filled with the Spirit, but just coming to Him in faith of a little child. So, Lord, I know what your Word says. Lord, fill me with your Spirit. Maybe we need to be a little more childlike as we come to the Lord. Adults, amen? A little more childlike as we come to Him in faith, believing without any reservations, as a child believes without any reservations. Let's all stand. We have a verse invitation in 153.